What is a rock star supposed to look like? It may sound like an odd question, but this young man who hit the top of the charts perhaps struggled with what he should wear and how he should look. The style he settled on was truly his original persona, and it's a style others imitated in the music business. The feature about a rock and roller's look is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1957, Buddy Holly released his song, That'll Be the Day, a tune that went to number one on the charts and propelled the 21-year-old from Lubbock to worldwide stardom. As Jacqueline Bober says, his career was brief, but its impact large.
He was constantly on the move, constantly performing, constantly recording. And within the span of 18 months of that professional career, he recorded nearly 60 songs.
In the summer of 1958, Holly met Marie Santiago, a receptionist at a music publishing company he was visiting in New York City. There was an instant connection.
Immediately that first day, asked her out on a date and took her out to dinner and asked her that evening to marry him. And 2 months later, they were married here in Lubbock at his parents' house. From the moment that he married, he then stayed in New York.
Holly was a rock star, but perhaps he at first struggled with the image of what that title meant.
Buddy tried to be that rock and roll star, tried to shed the glasses and wear contact lenses. And when that was not a comfort zone for him, realized that, you know, people are coming to hear his music. They don't really care what he looks like.
It was a look and style imitated by others.
John Lennon felt that he could wear glasses because Buddy did. Elton John, who didn't need to wear glasses, wore glasses because Buddy did. Buddy was a tremendous inspiration on the early British rock and roll bands.
Over 60 years after his death, people are still coming to his hometown, though. That final part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.